Gareth Barry turning back towards the halfway line and then flicking the ball inside for McCarthy. Osman, he's released Lukaku, he's got a run on goal. Lukaku scores for Everton. Romelu Lukaku played in so wonderfully well to the edge of the penalty area. He then had the pace and the power to shake off Delaney and put himself in a one-on-one situation with Speroni, and he took the chance and slotted it past the keeper into the Park End net. It was a wonderful flick into his path from Osman, and Romelu Lukaku did the rest. Everton 1, Crystal Palace 0. Howard has come penalty. And he's conceded a penalty. Well, you heard the concern in Graham Sharp's voice. Immediately that ball went into the penalty area and allowed, is it McCarthy to get the run inside the box, and Tim Howard brought him down because he wasn't going to get there, Tim Howard, and unfortunately James McCarthy has gone over Tim Howard and the referee deems that to be a spot kick.
Yeah, really, really sloppy from Everton.
We said they'd be reliant on set pieces, etc. Well, now they've got a spot kick, and it's Jedinak, the skipper, from 12 yards at the Gladys Street end. Come on, Tim Howard. Jedinak steps up and puts it high into the net. Howard goes the wrong way. That is a good penalty, and that is Crystal Palace back on level terms via the skipper, Neil Jedinak, the Australian international, scores from the spot, and Everton are pegged back. Atsu now for Everton. He's given it away. Ledley feeds Bolasie. Bolasie outside the box. Shot takes a deflection. Hits the crossbar. It's comes out to Campbell. And Campbell not flagged offside. And the ball cleared by Leighton Baines.
Oh, what a let off that is.
Throw in for the visitors. Here's Bolasie receiving in front of the Palace fans. Putting a ball into the box towards Campbell. Was he a bit slow to react there, Graham?
He was. I don't think he expected the Everton defender to miss it.
Well, it was a half chance, that, for Fraser Campbell. After a mistake by Everton. Here's Martin Kelly on the right. That's a deep ball into the penalty area. Howard's come for it. He's been beaten, and it's gone in. It's Fraser Campbell who scored, and Tim Howard is at fault, I have to say. He went for the high ball in from Martin Kelly, and Fraser Campbell rose with Tim Howard, and he got the back of his head onto the ball, and it looped into the net despite the attention of Phil Jagielka on the goal line. He couldn't keep it out, and Fraser Campbell has scored his first goal for Crystal Palace, and they, incredibly, are in front here at Goodison Park.
Puncheon can't keep hold of it. Palace trying to win it back, so is Leighton Baines, taken from him by Jedinak. And Jedinak's ball to the edge of the penalty area is cut out by Jagielka, but then Osman's caught in possession. Puncheon's got a chance here. Puncheon feeds Bolasie, and Bolasie has netted to give Crystal Palace a third and probably a winning goal here at Goodison Park yet again. They're on to repeat their feat of last season. They've scored three at Goodison for the second successive season. Everton exposed, a mistake by Osman, caught in possession. The ball fed into Yannick Bolasie just inside the penalty area, and he stroked it low into the corner of Tim Howard's left-hand side. And Crystal Palace lead by 3-1. And it is Palace who are on course for their first win of the season.
Yeah, it's another mistake.
Here's McCarthy across to Baines. Baines for Lukaku, into McCarthy. That's a penalty.
Yeah, penalty.
He's been brought down just inside the penalty area. Scott Dant, is it, who's brought him down. And McCarthy, well, he came in from right to left, got a return ball, went into the penalty area, skipped across Scott Dan, the knee went out, yeah. Brought him down, penalty Everton.
Yeah, I would say so.
Leighton Baines from the penalty spot, just as he did on Thursday at the Gladys Street end. Can he convert? He's got Speroni to beat. Baines from 12 yards. Oh, yes. Puts it into the opposite corner to where Speroni dived. It went to Speroni's right. And Leighton Baines just slotted it so comfortably past the keeper, low along the ground, into the opposite corner, as to how he dispatched it on Thursday.